Oh, hey, long time no see. Come on in. Pardon me for not getting up. It is funny. Don't lie. I can see the smirk on your face. Here, come into the living room. Oh, this thing does have a motor, unlike my old one. Much more comfortable, too. I just prefer to move around manually. Don't want to get too reliant on the tech doing everything for me. Muscle atrophy and all that. Have a seat. Can I get you anything? Some coffee, maybe? Okay. Yep, give me a sec. There you go. So, what are you doing here? I didn't expect to see you until next week. Sorry. That sounded wrong. I mean, I'm glad to see you. It's just, this place is kind of a mess. I'm kind of a mess too, if you hadn't noticed. Thanks. It's nice of you to say, but you don't have to pretend. I know I haven't really been practicing this whole self-care thing as much as I should. So what have you been up to? Track and field. Yeah, no surprises there, Mr. Bolt. What else? Parkour. Seriously. Now you're just showing off. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised. You never could sit still, could you? You're going mountain climbing this summer, too. Do you ever take a day off? I mean, just to lounge around in bed, munching snacks, watching TV, and generally letting your health go to waste. No? Yeah, I know you like to be outside. And it shows. I mean, it really shows. How am I doing? Oh, you know, general listlessness, prolonged bouts of extreme self-loathing, paralyzing anxiety about the state of the world, the usual. You want to hear something funny? Well, I haven't been outside the house in nearly a week now. It's just too people-y out there, you know? No, nothing like that. Most people will leave you alone or at least do their best to avoid looking at you. Or they're just nice. Too nice sometimes. That's what really gets me. It's not people being rude or inconsiderate, it's the endless niceness, the pitying looks. Oh, or worse, when someone tells me that they think I'm inspirational. For what? Getting on with my day. I mean, I'm keeping busy, sure. I've probably read everything on that bookshelf from cover to cover twice. Binge watched all the things on TV, Game of Thrones, Twin Peaks, The Wire, The Good Place, you name it. I finally got round to finishing Dark Souls too, even though it was kicking my ass all the way. I even beat all my own high scores for Hotline Miami. Again. That's how long I've been cooped up in here. Yep. I even started doing some fashion blogging professionally. Well, part time, to pull in some extra cash. It's a wonder how much stuff you can get done when people don't expect you to leave the house. Full-time vocation, huh? I suppose I could try my hand at writing. Who knows, I could be the next Emily Dickinson. I'm already pretty seasoned at avoiding contact with people. Of course, she didn't have a wheelchair as an excuse. Yep, that's me, Emily Crippleson. What? Oh, I can make tasteless jokes if they're at my own expense. I mean, you know what they say. If you didn't laugh, you'd have to. Well. No, I'm okay. Really. Yeah, I'm still getting used to it. adjusting, even though it's been a while. I mean, it's not like I can't go out and do things. I just miss it being easier, that's all. I could just step outside sometimes when I felt like it. I didn't have to plan for it or worry about things like access. It's funny how we take things like that for granted. We never think we're going to be the ones who end up getting pushed into the margins, you know, until the day it happens. But that's life for you. You just play the hand you're dealt, and that means accepting that there are certain things you can never have. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring the mood down. It really is nice seeing you again. I haven't had anyone visit in ages, so I guess you'll just have to deal with me oversharing for a bit. Is that okay? Anyway, enough of my rambling. What else is new with you? Oh, what about that girl you were seeing? You know who I'm talking about. Jenny, I think it was. You had cheesy pictures of you two plastered all over everyone's Facebook feeds, complete with the exotic background and the food photography and everything. I mean, wow, could you be any more of a cliche power couple? Oh. I see. You broke up. I'm sorry to hear that. She seemed nice. What do you mean she wasn't? Why? What did she say? Mm-hmm. She really called me that. Crippled bitch. And you broke up with her over that? Over me? I'm so sorry. You're not. Why? Made you realize what? In love with someone else. Who? No. No, you did not just say that. You can't be. Because you know it can't work. I'm sorry. Why not? Okay, well, you remember that time you badgered me into going on that city-wide power walk with you and your hiking group? I got winded halfway through and you had to carry me the rest of the way. Don't get me wrong, it was nice. So nice. Having my arms wrapped around you as you carried me on your back. But my point is, I couldn't keep up with you even back then. Now look at me. I know, but it's easy to say we'll make it work. Maybe it will work today. Then maybe it will still kind of work tomorrow and the day after. And the day after, only a little less. And then one day, you're going to wake up and realize that you're trying to live your life with someone who's just wrong for you, who's the exact opposite of what you truly need to be happy. Someone who's just a burden. You know I'm right about this. We're so wrong for each other, it's not even funny. I was a recluse even before this, if you hadn't noticed. Had my nose buried in books and video games while you were benching muscle cars or whatever it is you do to keep so fit. But I do feel the same way. I love you too. You don't even know how much all these years spent yearning and watching you from afar. And I can't believe that just happened. No, it's okay. Better than okay. It was so good. So much better than I've ever dreamed of. Hey. Well, wait, it's all right. Hey, you can put your hand back underneath my shirt. It's fine, really. We're not going too fast. We've known each other long enough, don't you think? Give me your hand. Could you maybe help me over to my bed? Whoa! Wow, could you at least pretend that was some kind of effort for you? You just swing me into your arms like that. Oh, dear. Thank you. Come here. Sit next to me. I'm okay. Really, I'm distracted. No. I'm just worried that, well, first of all, I've never actually done stuff. Yep, you guessed it. I'm still, that. But that's not really it. There's something else that's been bothering me. I'm not even sure if I can still feel anything down there. And not that I've really tried, I just... Yeah? Okay. We'll go slowly. I trust you. Let me just lie back in the middle of the bed. God, your breath on my neck feels so good. Let me get my shirt off. Sorry, they're kind of sensitive. Both nipples. Hey, you watch it. I'm really ticklish in my belly button. Go ahead. Push my skirt up. My panties. What about them? They're not childish, they're nostalgic. Yeah, that's it. No, I can feel it a little bit. Oh, please keep kissing me down there. Yeah, it feels good. Oh, it feels really good. Oh, your lips are pressed against my panties. Oh. Yeah, you can take them off. Beautiful. You really think so? Felt that. Thank you. Yeah, there's some tissues over there if you want to get cleaned up. I don't think I've ever finished quite so hard before. You don't want me to reciprocate later? Okay. Come here, baby. Can we just stay like this for a while? I want to rest my head against your shoulder for a bit. That feels so nice. So where do we go from here? You want to go skydiving? What do you mean? What if they could get Stephen Hawking on the vomit comet? Oh, shut up. I'm thinking baby steps. Yeah. How about something a little less crazy to start with? A walk in the park, maybe? Yeah. Yeah, that sounds nice.